This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is What's on Your Mind. Complete coverage of one of the biggest political stories in a long time. The Kavanaugh hearings. The Judiciary Committee is meeting at this hour. They just had a bunch of protesters escorted out. Although I must say, Dianne Feinstein, Senator Leahy, Amy Klobuchar, White House, those are individuals I've seen directly, and the staffs behind all of the Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee look as though they are sucking on a lemon. I think it's a lemon. I can't quite tell, but it's something clearly that is giving them a very foul look on their face. So I don't think they're real happy, especially after the news earlier that Jeff Flake, the senator from Arizona, will in fact vote yes. So that means this will come out of committee 11-10, and then it will go to the full Senate floor beginning this weekend with a bunch of procedural stuff, the games they play, trying to delay the vote. That time and clock will run out, and they will vote on Tuesday. What an epic day yesterday. What an epic day yesterday. And, of course, on the air, most of our coverage contained the testimony of Dr. Christine Ford, the California professor, whom I ended the day having some empathy for. And I believe the bombshell of the day was the fact that, despite the fact it was very public, and it was reported that Chuck Grassley and the committee offered to go to California to take her testimony and do everything that happened yesterday in private, in public, whatever, but on her turf. She was not made aware of that, we learned yesterday. And, of course, her attorney, well, she has two of them, but one of them arranged by Senator Feinstein, you might remember. Also, by the way, the attorney for the FBI, Agent McCabe, who's in the middle of a bunch of turmoil. So, no surprise the attorneys wouldn't tell her that the offer was there, because guess what? They wanted that circus yesterday. Because they don't care about Dr. Christine Ford. They don't care about the truth coming out. They care about one thing, ladies and gentlemen. One thing. And that one thing is the continuation of abortion in this country. They have an insatiable appetite to do everything in their power to make sure that women have the right to kill their unborn children. That's what they want. That's what they live for. And this is why Senator Heidi Heitkamp is in the pickle of all pickles, ladies and gentlemen. This is why she's in the witness protection program right now, and her face is on a milk carton and has gone missing, because she's saying nothing about this. I mean, she puts out statements that say nothing when she does put out a statement. She runs from reporters. Something I asked her spokesperson about on a call this week, and the call quickly went a different direction, and then Chris Berg asked the question, and he was told he was asking too long a question, and then they said goodbye. So that's the transparency we get from the Heitkamp campaign. None. Zippo. Nada. I am guessing, I don't know, and you can tell me, that the vast majority of this audience, the vast majority of North Dakotans, because that's what the polls bear out. There's polling out right now about overwhelming support in North Dakota for Judge Kavanaugh and his nomination, that this majority wants Judge Kavanaugh to be voted on in favor and on the Supreme Court. Okay? And I don't believe there was anything yesterday from either side that said, that's now in question. So now Senator Heitkamp has to decide, do I continue to portray that, you know, I'm sort of down the road and I'll vote for Trump when I need to vote for Trump, and I'm, you know, I just vote North Dakota, go against Judge Kavanaugh, go against her whole campaign narrative? Now, one argument to do that is her whole campaign narrative is not working right now. Senator Heitkamp has been on defense this entire campaign. And there are rumors of 14-point leads for Congressman Kevin Cramer, down to 11-point leads, down to 10-point. This is not a close race right now politically. Doesn't mean a darn thing. Only means that's what it is today. Lots of things could change that. But if Senator Heitkamp is sitting there saying, okay, what am I going to do? This didn't really work, this whole, you know, I vote for Trump when you know, it's good for North Dakota, and, you know, aw shucks, I'm just, you know, I'm for you folks, I'm here, you know. It's not worked. Now, the number one support group for Heidi Heitkamp is pro-choice women. It is people that have an insatiable appetite to allow women the ability to kill unborn children. And I've seen these women at events showing their support for her in a very vile way, and against Congressman Cramer in a very vile way. They're loud, they're proud. She's gotten a ton of money from Planned Parenthood. She's a champion. She high-fives Chuck Schumer. After her vote on the 20-week pain-capable bill, maybe the thing to do is for Heidi Heitkamp just to go there and hope that her base rallies in such a way, because if she votes yes, her base is going to be absolutely demoralized. This is their deal, and she's gotten millions and millions of dollars. She's been all over the country for the last 2 years asking for money from people who hate Judge Kavanaugh, who love the ability for abortion to be legal, who love Planned Parenthood and everything they stand for. So how does she say now? This is a tough deal. How do you think she will vote? What should she vote? That is the question. My name's Scott Hinnom. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is here, who has way more sway than me at Hustfest, because Williams and Ree appeared on his radio program in the afternoon earlier this week, and they told me, no, we're sleeping in. We'll see you next year, buddy. We want nothing, not a El Zippo, right? El Zippo for these guys? For who?
Well, Todd left this for. I can left this for Todd.
Okay, Jeremy, please give this to Todd. Thanks, Bruce Williams. Yeah, Todd, are you there? I haven't heard Todd yet today. He may be unavoidably detained. Sometimes he tells us when he's. Oh, he's not connected yet. Okay, all right. So he's unavoidably detained. Todd, the radio guy, has lots of duties, and sometimes, you know, they can't be. Let me see. Did he send me a text? Usually, he'll send me a text. I'm not going to be available for a little bit. I've got 1 million texts. Do I have one from Todd? I don't. So I don't know. We're putting out. Heidi Heitkamp is on one milk carton, and Todd, the radio god, is on the other. But wherever he's at, he knows now that he has a free CD from his pal Bruce Williams. How about that? Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. I was going to have Todd put up the hearing because, okay, I thought they were getting ready to vote, but not yet. Orrin Hatch is talking. Basically, everybody will talk, and then they'll vote. And so we'll keep you posted. There's none of all this is just grandstanding now. I don't think anybody can top Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday in what might have been the most epic thing I've ever seen. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Incredible. He stole the day. And, you know, the great thing I think about Lindsey Graham yesterday, and I want your take on all of this, on what you saw yesterday, on who you believe, on what you think the outcome will be, what Senator Heitkamp will do. Please tell me, 800-228-0550 today on the program. 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Here's what I loved about Lindsey Graham. I don't know about you, but for the better part of the day yesterday, until he spoke, I was screaming at the television. Because the Democrats kept going on and on and on and on and on about an FBI investigation, which is just made for TV. They hope you're stupid, folks. They hope you're stupid. The FBI doesn't draw conclusions. The FBI does interviews. They've done six back. background investigations on Judge Kavanaugh. All of them occurring since this allegation. But there were other things out there they'd find out. So that was just a ruse to try and slow. Look, their whole thing has been to slow this down. I mean, they desperately want for this not to happen before the midterms, and then they think they win in the midterms, and then they impeach Trump, and that's what it's all about. It's all a game. These are sick people. They're not there to do their job. They're there to maneuver. And finally, somebody said it. So instead of me having to yell at the television and you having to yell at the television, Lindsey Graham took a page out of Donald Trump's book, again, proving what he brings to the American political electorate right now, because, folks, Republicans, I'm just going to tell you, Republicans have been soft for far too long. They've been weenies. I can't think of a better term. Total weenies, pushovers, pick your term. Never fight. Rarely get in the mix, and they get their head handed to them by professional politicians, i.e. the Democrats, until yesterday. It was epic. Do you agree?
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Fest on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. All the good stuff happens in the breaks. I don't know why that is, but it's Murphy's Law, right? So this fella came up to me who won a MyPillow last time I was in Minot. I forget if I was here for State Fair or what I was here for, but he said, you gave me MyPillow. He said, now I have five of them. I bought four after that because they're so good. He said, I have chronic neck pain, had it forever, and now it's better. I'm telling you, folks, this is not a gimmick. This is not a, this is not some hype. This is the real deal. These things work. They're incredible. And, he said, I fluff it up every night. It's the same every night. It's just absolutely perfect. So, if you haven't yet bought a MyPillow premium pillow, the ones you only can get from us, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-506-9028. You're missing out. Right now, 30% off the fantastic MyPillow mattress topper. How do I know? I have one. That's exactly right. All right. So let's see who's waiting to chat. And I have a couple of gentlemen here that look like they're from another era. So this is going to be quite interesting to converse with them. But it might even be pre-radio days. I'm not sure. This would be like, you know, we're writing on the wall with our stone. Larry and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling to give my thoughts on the testimony yesterday. I think the Oscar for best leading role in a fictitious biography would go to Dr. Blasphemy Ford.
So you think that she was sort of, I mean, basically, you say it's a performance. She was acting yesterday?
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, the detail that she remembered and the plain stuff she just plain simply didn't remember, I think that speaks volumes at how creative this scenario was. I mean, she remembered they were pinballing off the wall as they were walking back downstairs. Well, but she couldn't remember how she got home. That's just ridiculous. It was totally made up. She was totally acting. Even though her voice, that was all rehearsed, how she was sounding and everything like that. I am completely convinced of that. Can you do me a favor? Can you give out Senator Heitkamp's phone number and urge all of your listeners to give her a call today and urge Heitkamp to vote in favor of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation?
Yeah, I know some people doubt whether that helps. Trust me, it helps. I mean, if there's North Dakota numbers that are overwhelming her offices with comments, and you don't have to be anything other than say, please, you know, here's who I am, here's my number, please tell Senator Heidi Heitkamp that as a constituent of hers, I want her to vote on this. That's all you got to do. I mean, it isn't. It's not long. It's not complicated. And I do believe it makes a difference. So I will. I will happily take your suggestion and give the telephone numbers. What I'm trying to say, her Washington office, which is the best number to call because the most people there on the switchboard, is 202-224-2043. I'll give you Bismarck 258-4648. Fargo 232-8030. Okay, sir, does that help?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you, Larry. Other calls waiting. Chris, Lucy, Brad, Craig, going to get to you in just a moment. First, some gentlemen from a different era. Your name, sir?
Tim Jorgensen and Daniel Serra here from the Viking Village at North Coast Fest.
The Viking Village.
Correct.
Oh, my. What is the Viking Village?
The Viking Village is where we try to provide as many demonstrations, performers, and activities from Viking Age Scandinavia as we can, such as leatherwork, blacksmithing, cooking. And cooking, we've got Daniel Serra here from Sweden, a culinary archaeologist, scraping out those pots and figuring out what they ate. He's done it so much, he's made a cookbook out of this stuff.
Daniel, this sounds fascinating. What is most well received by the group?
By the group, I would say sausages. We did a chicken stew last night. It was really good. It was boiled chicken with trying to look into the recipes, the ingredients and the cooking equipment from the time. And I'm recreating the food from an archaeological point of view.
Archaeological point of view?
Yeah, I'm an archaeologist, okay. Basically. So this is experimental archaeology. I test equipment, I test ingredients in order to get as close as possible to what they could have eaten during the Viking Age.
That's fascinating. So, for instance, did they eat well? I mean, compared to how we eat now? I mean, were there spices? Were there...
There were herbs, like mustard. You would have ramsons. You would have dill and parsley. So there are a lot of herbs. Not the saltiest food today. And it would be a variety of things. But it depends on the year, on the time of year as well.
All right, I want to try this. I want to give this a shot. It sounds like the sausage was a big hit. I love sausage. We'll try that.
Yeah.
Are you doing performances continually?
Yeah, 11, 2, and 4, we've got the battle demonstrations just outside the Viking Village on the Nordic Greens. And following... 11, 2, and 4 is Telgaglima. They do the Swedish games and wrestling, very physical challenges. They say they combine history with bruises.
Wow.
Following them at 11:30, 2:30, and 4:30 are the battle demonstrations. So you could plan to set aside a good hour there to come over into the Viking Village on the Nordic Greens. Anything involving an active fire is going to be outside. So that's where Daniel's cooking. That's where the blacksmiths are and the bead makers. It's a good spot to stay warm if you're outside.
And by the way, my friend Malcolm and his wife Teresa opened from Hometown Pie Company. They make the best pies on earth. Are right by Viking Village. So you can stop there and try out some pie, buy some pie, and then take in all this wonderful entertainment. And this is what Husfest is about right here. These two gentlemen and what they're doing at Viking Village. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good to see you. Hey, Crystal, could you get a picture of my new medieval friends here? Is medieval the right word? I don't know. Are you? Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't want to offend him. I don't mean you're evil. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you guys hold the microphone. We're doing this picture live on the air while I'm talking to Chris, who's on the road. Chris, what did you think about what happened yesterday?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I think Mark Judge needs to sue the Washington Post for defamation of character, mental anguish, and slander, and then let them produce the evidence that it occurred, and that will help the Democrats out with their FBI investigation. Let them do it in civil court. Let Mark Judge do it. Keeps Kavanaugh out. Keeps Blasey Ford out of it. Let him clear it up that way. And as a side note, I had $2.23 million in a shoebox under my bed, and it was Media Matters and Cold Pink that took it from me. I know it was.
Media Matters, yeah. Unbelievable.
They took it from me. I know it was. I'll prove that didn't happen.
Yeah, good point. Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks a bunch. And I agree with you on the Mark Judge thing. We've gotten two statements now. Brad Minot, give me your quick take.
Yeah, I was going to say real briefly here, Lindsey Graham's performance yesterday was spectacular, but I just want to say I think he's late to the game. He's just finally acknowledging some of the outrage that we've seen out here in the general public for years. In fact, it was that outrage that his compadre McCain, why McCain called us wacko birds. So Lindsey must be a wacko bird now, too. They're so insulated out there in Washington, they just can't see what's going on, and it took this for some of them to wake up. So in a way, maybe this is helpful to see the tactics that the left will use, which is basically anything. It doesn't matter who they are.
Exactly right. Exactly right. We got to know what we're up against. Brad, thanks. Other calls waiting when we get back at What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has begun a meeting during which it's expected to vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Slated to take the vote within the next hour on whether to send his nomination to the full Senate for confirmation. The vote follows a day-long Senate hearing during which Kavanaugh defended himself against sexual assault allegations. Many Democrats still calling for an FBI investigation before any votes are taken. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp calls that a partisan move.
The people who are calling for the FBI investigation, they've already made up their mind. They've decided that they're voting no on Brett Kavanaugh.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake had been a question mark as to whether he would be voting to confirm Kavanaugh, but on his way into this meeting, he did tell reporters, quote, "I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh this morning." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Northwest Fest on What's on Your Mind. In case you missed yesterday's epic, that's my word, epic hearing for Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the United States Supreme Court, here's another little snippet from the day.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said, oh, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process? You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job.
You consider that you've been through a job interview?
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution. Which
would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well. And I intend to vote for you. And I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
That was one of the most amazing, game-changing comments I can recall in politics. You know, this thing started with a lot of momentum for the Democrats stopping this and all of their shenanigans being rewarded. And Judge Kavanaugh, I think, surprised everybody by coming out and giving a very forceful argument about what a sham this has been. But then I think Lindsey Graham shamed some people into voting for this, including folks like Jeff Flake, who, by the way, today said he'll vote yes, assuring the committee will vote in favor, a majority 11-10, for this nomination, which goes to the floor. Now, I don't know what's going on, because they met at 8:30 our time this morning. They were supposed to vote this morning, and now they've announced that they're voting at 1:30 this afternoon. Or 12:30 our time, I guess 1:30 D.C. time. Don't know why. But love your comments, whether here at HustFest or on the phone at 800-228-0550. We've got a boatload of texts to get to as well. Here's a gentleman. Looks like he has something to say. What's your name, sir?
My name is Scott.
Pardon me?
My name is Scott.
Well, that's a good name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, how are you?
I am very good. Enjoying the HustFest here in Minot.
Where are you from?
Minot.
Right from Minot.
Yes.
You go to a lot of HustFests then over the years?
Yeah, I've been to the last at least four or five in a row.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. It's a great time.
What's your favorite part of HustFest?
The food.
Yeah, like the cookies behind me?
Yeah, like the cookies.
You see they're getting them ready, coming out of the oven now?
Yes.
They're going to make 18,000 cookies here.
Yeah.
Hand them out free of charge.
Yeah, that's great.
Not bad
at
all.
And the coffee here is really good, too.
Is it?
Yeah, this coffee is Evergood from Norway, in Norway, and I like it straight black. Usually I have to doctor my coffee up. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't have a place where a bunch of Norwegians are at and not have good coffee.
That's right.
Right?
That's
that's just kind of a 101 for a good festival.
It's good coffee.
Yeah, exactly right. Chet Wright, and rest his soul, he probably was the engineer of all that. Give us good coffee. Give us good coffee. We're going to ask his good friend Carol Jubin here in a little bit, who's been to, I think, every single HustFest.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah,
amazing. Over 40, I know for sure, 40 years in a row.
I haven't lived in Minot that long.
No.
So.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by to say hi. Anything on your mind politically today?
Well, hey, I just appreciate, Scott, your show. I listen to it as often as I can. And I'm thankful that you're there to kind of set the record straight and keep us on track. And, as far as the Brett Kavanaugh thing, I think it's just a sham, and it's a shame that... You know, someone can, you know, just say that this happened when in reality maybe it did, but it wasn't Brett. And that was pretty clear yesterday.
Sure was. Well, thank you for your comments. Thank you for listening. Very much appreciate that in all sincerity.
And I hope the vote goes Brett's way today.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm including it on my prayer list.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good to see you.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you stopping by. One of our listeners saying howdy. I tell you, folks, from the bottom of my heart, nothing is more gratifying and appreciated than people who, listen to the program, who participate in the program, who take value from the program. And again, it's yours. We call it What's on Your Mind for a reason. So, if we can in any way, improve the program, let us know. But love hearing your feedback. Smell the cookies. They're coming out of the oven. And come by and see us, and like that gentleman did, just say hi here at HustFest, okay? Lucy in Walsh County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Lindsey Graham was great yesterday. And I thank you, Scott, for everything you do for our country. But listening to those old bags that have been in Washington for half their lives, it just impresses on me the importance of passing a term limit bill. I mean, these women should be at home, you know? And when they passed a bill some time ago, they were worried about one of the senators. They didn't think he could even make it into the voting room. Why can't we get everybody on board with this convention of states and pass this term limit bill?
Okay, a couple things I got to ask you.
first of all, when you say women should be at home, you're saying Dianne Feinstein should be, like, with her grandkids, not in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, I don't mean that because she's a woman. I mean she should be at home because she's 80 years old.
Yeah, 85,
how
actually.
How many people work till they're 80 years old?
To me, age is sort of an individual thing. I think that's for everybody to determine. Well, I will say this, though, when there were rumors of Senator Quentin Burdick, shaking his own hand in the mirror towards the end, clearly had passed the time that he should be in the U.S. Senate. And I see that as sad, I really do, because I think what happens then is staff and the political apparatus are holding these people up, wanting them because they think their power has to be there. Kevin Cramer makes a pretty strong argument against term limits on this front, and this is not necessarily politically. Popular move for Congressman Cramer. He says that if there's term limits, okay, so you and I, we go to the Senate, Lucy, and we're there and we're doing our thing, and we get tossed out after 6 years or whatever the term limits are, that what happens is the deep state / swamp run the show. Right. So because, so in other words, people with the institutional knowledge are now gone. That having been said, I think we have destroyed, the electoral system as it's supposed to work as it pertains to Congress, because all these districts are gerrymandered into being safe districts. So there's very few that are swing districts, meaning Dianne Feinstein could be there as long as she wants. It's liberal California. Right.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get rid of.
I understand. Yeah, I couldn't agree. But my point is that if there's term limits in a liberal gerrymandered district, it's just going to be some other liberal and some other liberal. So I think the true thing is first of all, I think somehow we got to go back and revisit how these districts are drawn, because I think it's going to be the mess that it is until that's fixed.
44 years, a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
is. Yeah. I understand what you're talking about, because it takes a while to get into the swing of this stuff, and know what you're doing. But these guys are never going to pass term limits, because that would be like cutting off their nose.
Yeah, that's why, by the way, I'd love to see Kevin Cramer, who doesn't desire the Senate. He isn't like yearning for, that esteemed body, the most exclusive club in the world. He's like, hey, it doesn't work very well now, so I'll go there and give it my shot. And if I screw it up, then voters will throw me out, right? I mean, that's the approach he's taking. We need more people taking that approach, because it is a mess. Those Democrats in that Judiciary Committee are embarrassing. It's awful. It is just awful. I don't know the answer, but let's see here. Texture says, after watching the Kavanaugh hearings since they began, I've come to the conclusion we need less Democrats in this country. The Democratic Party's politicians and protesters alike have been disturbing in their behavior. Remember what happened to Kavanaugh. Could happen to anyone. I'm grateful the adults took over. Well, we'll hope they did. Texter says, although I'm for Kavanaugh, I hope Hiding Heidi votes no, because that will so upset the majority of North Dakota voters, it will guarantee her losing at the polls, at the election. A yes vote would give her a better chance of more people voting for her and make the race closer. I don't want your takes on that. Another texter says, I believe that High Five Heidi knows she's very likely to lose in November. Looking at her future, she's going to vote no. Pretty sad time for our country, and thank God for Lindsey Graham. I haven't always been a fan, but now, me too. But there again, you know what Lindsey Graham did yesterday is the Donald Trump effect. By Donald Trump fighting this stuff and not just taking it in cave and put up with it, by fighting back, you look how much of Donald Trump pushing back and exposing early on has borne out as true. From these emails, FBI investigations, don't forget the whole stupid collusion thing is a product of Democratic paid-for Oppo research using in a fraudulent way before the FISA court to deceive them to get an investigation. It's unbelievable. Another texter, Lindsey Graham's my hero today. He led the way. Maybe some Republicans will grow a spine now. says Dan and Dickinson. Amen. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My chair when Dr. Ford said yesterday, I didn't know you would be willing to come to me. The email interactions between this committee and her lawyers, my staff would still welcome the opportunity to speak with Dr. Ford at any time, in any place, convenient to her. Come to us or we to you. I'm willing to have my staff travel to Dr. Ford in California or anywhere else
to obtain her testimony, September the 19th. Well, that wouldn't fit in the plan. It wouldn't be public, and it would get over with sooner than people wanted. I don't know what to believe, but I tend to believe that Dr. Ford did not know about this invitation. And I've been a lawyer most of my adult life, and somebody needs to ask the question to her lawyers, how could she not know about this? Are you beginning to understand what's been going on for a very long time in this case? It's not that hard to figure out. So if this is the new standard, the accusation proves itself. To those who want to ask questions, you hate women. God help us all.
Lindsey Graham, ladies and gentlemen. What did you just say, sir? I can't hear you.
I said just thank you for your good show that you put on the air every day.
Well, thank you very much. What's that hat say? It says Fargo Trailer Center.
I'm from Man.
Are you?
Right.
Yeah, so you got a free hat out of the deal.
I got a free hat out of the deal.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much. A lot of folks coming up saying hi, and we love it. We love every minute of it. 800-228-0550. What you just heard was Lindsey Graham today at the hearing that is still going on, even though they're not going to vote till this afternoon. They're letting everybody bloviate. And he made, again, a very salient point. This is exactly what I've been saying. She yesterday, do you have the clip, Kevin, of her when that came up? Is that what you told me earlier? You had the clip of her when she was asked, did you know there was an offer for the investigators to come to you? And she said no.
It was a kind of awkward.
Okay, I thought you were telling me you had that earlier. But you know, folks, once again, Lindsey Graham's exactly right. 800-228-0550. It says here, Melissa in Sweden. I know we're at Husfest. So, it's possible to have people on the phone from Sweden. But is that where you're from, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm in Mariestad, Sweden right now, and I'm listening to you on the phone app.
My goodness. We've gone global. Yeah. We've gone global.
You have.
Yeah.
Well, it's only appropriate I'm calling in when you're at Husfest. I wish I was there.
Exactly right.
But I do listen to you pretty regular on the radio app in Sweden. It's 7 hours ahead of you there. But I just wanted to say, you know, the people in Europe tend to get most of the American news through liberal-type news organizations, whether it's the BBC or they watch ABC, NBC, CNN. And I've been living over here temporarily for about 9 months, and they all have a very terrible opinion of Donald Trump and of anything the Republicans are trying to do. And I try and do my best, and I appreciate the insight I get on your show and when Kevin Kramer's on to discuss things with facts. And, you know, the societies here tend to be a little more politically liberal than the U.S. anyway. But they have been watching this Kavanaugh hearing, at least the people that I visit with over here, with amazement at the fact that this is how things are done in the U.S. And I think their opinions have definitely changed. They're starting to believe what I've been telling them about the sneaky, dirty, underhanded tricks of the Democrats. And it's kind of an international scandal. They just can't believe it, that this is how Mr. Kavanaugh has been treated. They're just, you know, they have no way to understand it. And I have really no way to explain it either.
Well, I mean, you're doing the Lord's work by having the conversations with these folks. I think that's fabulous, number one. I heard Nikki Haley, the ambassador to the United Nations from the U.S., former governor of South Carolina, say that yesterday when the events at the U.N. wrapped up, yesterday and I guess the day before, that every world representative there, you know, that was there, every single one of them wanted to have a picture with Donald Trump, have his autograph, had to get close to him, you know. And I thought, isn't that funny? You know, because you know, they kind of posture that he's terrible, he's mean, he's, you know, America first, which I hope every American president is America first. But maybe a tide is turning a little bit. Maybe they're realizing the truth always wins in the end. It really does. Sometimes it takes some time. But Melissa, fascinating.
Well, I have turned a few more listeners, global listeners, onto your radio program. I've told them about your radio program, and I've encouraged them to listen.
God bless you. We're going global. Call again, Melissa. I appreciate your time. I'm going to get Craig and Moorhead in here quickly. Go ahead, Craig.
Scott, they want us to believe this isn't gains the Democrats do. They want us to think, they want us to be stupid out here, like we don't get it. Here's the problem I have. I live in Minnesota. I've called my representatives and senators. Klobuchar is going to win. Colin Peterson is going to win, not with my vote. I wish I lived in North Dakota still, where I'd have a chance to get Heidi out. Unfortunately, I'm screwed, but go North Dakota. Do the right thing.
Appreciate the call, Craig. I wouldn't be so sure on Colin Peterson. He's in a fight. Darn near lost last time, but I hear you. I hear you. More after this.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's back, the 12th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoban, Heitkamp, and Congressman Crane. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.